Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBolts with you today for the Moeb Daily Power Call. Great to be with you on a Monday morning. Kicking off another big week here in the Moeb community, and grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Always a privilege and an honor, and boy, it's Monday. Can't wait to get after it. Let's get going. Let's get some hard work going. I love that word, hard work. It's kind of crazy how hard work has become a dirty word. I'm not sure why that is or where that came from. Well, actually, I have my theories on that, but we won't go into it. In theory, I guess, perhaps, well, let me go into it. The theory I have is that somewhere along the line, people said it's, you know, to have a J-O-B and to work for somebody else is somehow a death sentence. And for good reason. In many cases, that might be true. There might be the case where a person has a natural inclination to do something for themselves on their own. They want to own their own business because they know they have more control. They want to build a business because they know that's where they can actually dictate how high, fast, and far they can go, not just with their finances, but with their life. They have more options. That's a beautiful thing. But here's the belief that most people have, is that it takes less work to build something bigger and grander on our own scale. It takes less work to build our own thing than it does to work for somebody else. The wear and tear on the body as we drive and commute to that job. The wear and tear on the soul as we sit in that cubicle and have to endure that cubicle mate or that boss that we don't care for. But here's the reality. There is far more work involved in being an entrepreneur. That's the reality. The old saying is so true. Entrepreneurs are the only people crazy enough to give up a 40-hour work week to work 90 hours to build a dream. Very true. So what's the point? What's the purpose of hard work? Well, it's not to rest. It's not to earn the privilege to do more work. Hard work has a point and a purpose to it. The point and the purpose of hard work and effort is to do what you love. I remember reading a quote back when I was flying in the Navy. I still work in 70 hours a week, but I was building my business in the dark hours at night after Mia and the babies had gone to sleep. I was plugging away, doing my thing. And I remember this quote by Jim Rohn, one of my favorite teachers of all time. The great business philosopher Jim Rohn said, "Make rest a necessity, not an objective." In other words, it's not enough to work all week for the weekend. It's not about getting up Monday, surviving Tuesday, hoping to get through, quote, hump day on Wednesday, and sail your way into the weekend. The whole point is not to survive to the weekend. The whole point is to do what you love to do, to put the time and the effort into something that you can not just endure, not just make it through the week, but actually pour your heart and soul into, to pour your love into. That's what I want for you. Because it's not about escaping something. It's not about running away from one hell to the next. That's not what, because if you think, listen, I'm just going to leave my J-O-B and my boss and it's all going to be sunshine and lollipops over here, you got another thing coming. You have to find the true passion and love for the work, for the effort. I'm not saying do what you're passionate about. I'm not saying that like you have to, if you're passionate about painting, you should turn your painting into a career. I'm not saying that. In fact, we could talk about the dangers of that, but that's the topic for another call. What I'm talking about is finding the love in what you do, even if that means the J-O-B. Listen, I'm not saying stay at your job, but why be miserable there? And I'm definitely not saying come over here, build your business, and then all of a sudden hate it. I've been that path too. I've been on the path where I was working so hard in my business, getting zero results, and hating it, and realizing I had totally lost the target. I had totally lost the point of why I was building this. So let's talk about that. Too often, we get marketed to about how everything is easy. Success is easy. You know, the instant millionaire, 10-minute abs, the 4-hour work week, autopilot business. It's all BS, or at least misunderstood, especially with the 4-hour work week. People took Tim Ferriss's book, The 4-Hour Work Week, literally. They thought, ooh, I only have to work 4 hours a week. And then, in their infinite wisdom, marketers took that and force-fed it to people who were falling for that delusion. Poor Tim, man. He had no intention for people to take it that way. The simple fact is that the most valuable people in the world, doesn't matter what industry they're in, whether it's entrepreneurship, business, sports, whatever. The most valuable people in any industry are the ones who enjoy the most success, and it takes a lot of work to get to that level. The most powerful people, the most valuable people, aren't just the people that are making the most money. They're not just the most adored. They're the people who truly love what they do. It takes a lot of work to get to a level where you're the top earner. It's not going to happen in your first 30 days. And if it does, congratulations, you proved me wrong. Go throw yourself a little ticker tape parade. That's cool. Most people want to know how much time it takes to get to that level. They go, how long is it going to take for me to get to six figures? How long is it going to take for me to get to my first million? And the answer really is, who cares? Because they're asking that question almost as if they're trying to figure out, gauging whether it's worth it or not. Malcolm Gladwell, he has the opinion that it's going to take 10,000 hours to become an expert. Now, if you think about 10,000 hours in the context of a 40-hour week, that's about 5 years, okay, roughly, if you work 5 years. And you say, okay, great, so I'm working 80 hours at my dream, so you're telling me I've only got about 2.5 years to wait. The answer is no, because it's not the time, it's the quality. The better question is, instead of how much time, is how much effort is it going to take? And not just how much, but what's the quality? It's not about quantity, it's about quality of effort. Because you can skate along for 5 years. You could do this whole Malcolm Gladwell 10,000 hours. You could put in that 10,000 hours. It might take you 3 years to get to 10,000 hours. It might take you 8 years or 11 years. Who knows, depending on how consistent a person might be. You might get to that magic 10,000-hour finish line and still be very mediocre at what we do. Would that be worth it? Probably not. But 5 years, 3 years, 1 year, doesn't matter. If we focused our efforts on doing great work, it could catapult us to that next level of success. What if instead of being bean counters and trying to track every transaction of our time, we instead focused on doing excellent work all day, every day? Not just all day, like 8 hours, but every time we showed up to do something. Instead of just popping something in the microwave, what if we took the extra time to make something that was really nutritious and perhaps even better tasting? What if instead of just spending time in the same room with people, we actually put down the damn smartphones, closed down the email browser, and looked them in the eye and had a heart-to-heart conversation? What if? What if instead of just sitting there and listening to a webinar or listening to a podcast, we actually took notes, took it to heart, were present in the moment, soaked in the content, the information, the knowledge, and actually put it into play? What if we actually put our best efforts in just 3 hours a day instead of spreading it out over 10? What if we did high-quality, focused work? One thing I love about the work I do with people is to help them get more focused so they in turn get better results. But it's not a result thing. That's the problem. Most people are so obsessed over results that they miss the whole point. The point is not the results. The point is doing better work. In 3 hours, you get better results than people that get in 10. That's my point. And the whole idea is not so that you have more time to do more stuff. It's so that you have more time to enjoy the time that you put in. It goes back to what Jim Rohn said. Make rest a necessity, not an objective. You put in the quality time, the high-value time, the high-density time, so that when the kids come home from school, when the spouse comes home from their job, you can actually be present with them, so that when you finally get the vacation you've been wanting, you can actually turn everything off and actually enjoy, oh my gosh, enjoy the time off. What a novel concept. What if instead of focusing on how little effort we have to put forth, what's the smallest amount of investment I have to put in to get the largest return? What if instead of having that attitude, we focus on putting in 100% as much as we can of ourselves into everything we do? You see, my friend, the point of hard work is not to get to leisure. The point of hard work is to earn the privilege to do more of that hard work, to do what we love. That's what it's really about. That's what entrepreneurship is about. Entrepreneurship is showing up on Monday, pouring your heart and soul 100% of yourself into it so you earn the right to show up on Tuesday and do it again. And when you show up to on Tuesday, you pour your heart and soul 100% into it so you earn the right, the privilege to do it on Wednesday. That's what it means. And when you have that approach to it, you will be immensely successful. Your results will, oh, man, you'll blow past the results you want right now. Your dream, your vision right now, you will catapult way past that if you adopt this attitude. But if you want to do just enough to skate by, just enough to get to that magic 10,000 hours, that's your business. Go for it. The highly successful rarely rest on their laurels. They work hard so that they can build the road to the next major achievement. They work hard every day, not for the result, but for the right and the privilege to show up and do it again tomorrow. That's the shift. That's the difference. Make that shift today. Make that commitment. And don't just make it to yourself. Make it to the people you love. I hear people say this all the time. Well, I want to retire my spouse so they don't have to work anymore. Or I want to put my kids into that awesome school. I want to be able to take my family on these vacations. In fact, what I want to be able to do is to be able to travel the world with my family. Okay, then, if that's the case, make the commitment to them, not just to yourself. Make the commitment to them that on Monday, today, this day, right now, you're going to pour 100% of your best efforts, whether it's an hour or 8 hours or 10 hours, whatever time you have for your business is going to be 100% locked and loaded, 100% of your best, so that you earn the right to show up tomorrow and do it again. That's it. You're just waiting for, you're working for tomorrow. You're not working for Friday or Saturday or Sunday. You're not working for the weekend. You're putting the effort in to earn the privilege to show up and do it again tomorrow. And tomorrow you show up and you earn the right and the privilege to do it again the next day and the day after that. And pretty soon you string together enough days where you've put together such great quality effort and work that you can look back at the road you've paved brick by brick. And you can see the quality, the craftsmanship, the excellence that went into it. And the results you render from that effort and from that work pay dividends larger than even you could dream, than even you could imagine. That, my friends, is the purpose of work and effort. The purpose of work and effort is not to collect money. The purpose of work and effort is not to be adored, to be acknowledged, to be respected by other people. The purpose of work and effort is not to get to the weekend so we can kick our feet up and enjoy the leisure. It's not to say you shouldn't. It's not to say you won't get the money, you won't get the accolades and the adoration of others. It's not to say that you can't enjoy the leisure time. In fact, you should. It's to say that that's not the purpose of the work and the effort. The purpose, the real purpose for what you do, especially as an entrepreneur and as a leader, is to earn today the right to work tomorrow. The right to show up every single day to your dream, your business, your enterprise, your vision, and do it again. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. Today was not guaranteed yesterday, and yet here we are. What are you going to do with it? Make today great. Make today purposeful. Make today excellent by pouring 100% of yourself into it with the sole purpose, the sole focus, the sole intention of earning the right and the privilege to show up and do it all again tomorrow. That is what it takes to be excellent. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moab Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.